Danseke Tuam, hello again and welcome back, Tatawao, to the Coffee and Creepy Gatewa Poi Egua Nehiwe Win right here on Windspeaker Radio, sitting with Wayne Jackson, my special guest again today, and we're talking about school words. We talked about the word for school and the word for teacher. Now, talked about the word masnahigan for the word book. Tanse Kigatuan for to read something now.
Ayamita. Yeah, ayamita. Short way to say it.
To read it.
Yeah, to read it.
That's almost like a command, though, right?
It's a transitive inanimate verb.
Okay.
Read it.
To read it.
Ayamita.
Ayamita.
Yeah. A lot of verbs themselves, you can just use it as is, and those are commands. Ayamita.
Ayamita. Mm-hmm. Right. Read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word that I always studied learning was ayamitsigeo. So now that's.
That's an AI verb now.
Okay.
Aimitsige, to read.
To read.
Yeah.
Aimitsige.
Mm-hmm.
So you could now, if I was going to say, I am reading the book, we would obviously probably go to the conjunct, right?
Aimitayan.
Aimitayan.
Masnaigan.
Masnaigan.
Aimitayan.
Aimitayan. Masnaigan. I am reading the book. Okay, now for writing, of course, how would we say now the verb to write something?
Well, I'd say the whole way, masnaihigi.
Masnaihigi.
Yeah, so drop the short I, masnaihigi, masnaihigi.
Because a lot of times when you get those little middle short I's, they'll get cut.
They'll get cut in rapid fluent speech.
Mm-hmm. That's why even, you know, when I hear you speak, in particularly you, I just want to, you know, say mahte. Yeah, take it way, right? Like just slow down because for someone like us and our learners, it's, you know, it takes time for your brain to process things, right?
Masnege is to write.
Masnege is to write. So now the tools that we use, so like say for a pencil or a pen.
Okay, so those are two different things now. There's the inanimate and animate. Masnege na bisk. Is a pen.
Masnaiganapisk.
It's kind of like metallic because I think they used to use those old metallic pens.
Back in the
Masnaiganapisk. And then Masnaiganatik. Natik is that wooden part.
Because you have that atik at the end. Whenever you hear that atik on a word, it's something made of wood. Mitsonatik.
Mitsonatik.
For a table, right? A place to eat that's made of wood, right?
Yep.
What was the word? We use for pen. Okay.
It's that metallic.
Okay.
Thing, metal.
Okay.
Apiskos.
And Danse Katoan highlighter. I'm joking. Almost made you think there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's challenge you here because I know it's like describing the hippopotamus or the gorilla, right? So you have to describe it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like
coloring something, I guess.
You watched something like I know I kind of have the idea in my head. A lot of times the words don't come up, but they're in here. You're making it brighter. Something to that effect. I'd have to consult my mom, but she's not here anymore. Or my uncle Carl.
Carl's good for that for language, right?
Oh yes.
And he's still teaching.
We actually going to ask him to join us at Blue Quills for at least one course. Nagamuan. Because Carl's a musician.
He's singing, right?
And he's so fluent. It just rolls off his tongue like nothing.
Awesome, awesome. And you guys have so many fluent speakers out in Goodfish and Saddle Lake out there, right?
Frog Lake,
right? Ike Sagayon. Oh. So talking today about school words that people can use at school. Now, other things at school maybe. A desk. We talked about the atik words. So is that another one that comes in with atik at the end of it?
I would actually say like something like aimitsigionatik. Aimitsigionatik. Because now you're like reading.
Where you're a place where you're reading.
Yeah. Aimitsigionatik.
Aimitsigionatik.
Yeah.
It's basically a place where you're reading that's made of wood.
Yeah.
Is if you were to
that's
like,
the way I would say it.
Yeah. Okay. Aimitsigionatik. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now another thing maybe associated with school for some of our younger kids, especially traveling, is the departing, I guess that was, is the bus ride. right? For especially when on the res or in the country, right? Mm-hmm. Even in the city, I guess, right? No, they're not. But they got one for a bus, like to bus somewhere.
So this is where that Kiskanamak Wase is kind of like important to learn, because we use that a lot. Everybody goes to school. A lot of people go to school, even adults.
Yep.
Kiskanamatutapanask.
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 Yeah. It's kind of like that tapan. Tapan is like you're pulling something.
Oh.
And that's the kind of the root verb they use.
Of that, but you're hearing that Kiskanwa in there because it's
school
still, right? So you're pulling people to school.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to say it. There's the various ways you can say it, but that's the one I've always heard.
Okay.
Kiskanamatutapanask.
Okay. Oh. And for our, again, younger listeners, you've taught younger students, right? You know.
With the immersion part, yeah.
K to six, right?
No, actually, it was 7 to 12, but the immersion part is really important with the younger students.
So is there a word for break time, recess time? You know, they have the recess time.
It's kind of like you're saying time out. Aiwipe.
Aiwipe.
Aiwipe, to rest.
To rest.
Have a rest.
So that's not just used in school. You can use that anywhere then.
Aiwipe. Yeah, like you can use it for Saturday, Sunday. Aiwipe yugi sigawa.
Rest days.
Resting days.
Aiwipe isigawa. Oh.
And like the previous show, atoski ugi sigawa, the work days.
The work days, mm-hmm. Right? Oh, awesome. Again, talking with Wayne Jackson today of a little bit of Nehewiwin and school words that you can, you know, not just the kids, but I guess the adults can use at school. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back here on the Windspeaker Radio Network with more Pigatewa Po Egwa.
Nehewiwin.